Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Thank you so much for joining me today. And today's topic is all about, do you need a vacation from your manifestation list? So the reason why I've titled this podcast episode, rightly so, is because I have been thinking about this topic for a while and have, you know, naturally actually been doing this in my own life for a while. And after discussions with friends and discussions with colleagues, we were like, Emma, you need to be talking about this. I was like, oh my God, yes. So how this came up for me was I have been reevaluating my YouTube channel recently and I popped some questions on Instagram or like, you know, what would you like more from my YouTube channel? What works well? What would you like to see? And, you know, just for general feedback, because it just didn't feel quite right for me anymore. I knew I needed to make changes and just wanted to get your thoughts and feedback, because I know myself personally, my relationship with YouTube has changed over the last year, and I wanted to know whether that was across the board, whether everyone feels like this, or whether it's just me. So it was good to get your guys' feedback. So thank you if you did reply or send me any feedback. It means a lot to me. And a couple of comments that came through were from people saying that they wanted more manifestation stories from me, or they wanted more big manifestation stories from me. I needed to manifest more. And I just thought, what an odd thing to say. Like, you know, okay, if I wasn't sharing my big manifestation stories, like, fair enough, I could understand. But I share all my big manifestation stories with you. And, you know, this year has been an amazing year for me again. You know, I've had my event set up this year. I got my second book deal. My second book's coming out in April. You know, it's been a real kind of work-focused big year for me. But truthfully, my actual manifestations this year have been more focused on emotional manifesting, you know, like my actual happiness, inner fulfillment. And this is what is echoed throughout my second book, Positively Wealthy, which is coming out in April. So I've been getting everyone pumped up and excited. And I was like, when can we buy it? I'm like, April. They're like, that's ages away. So I know I keep talking about it, but it's just really funny how all these kind of topics are coming up in my life and you guys' life, and I'm talking about it. So yeah, I have written a whole entire book on this. So I don't want to bore you guys when you've got that to look forward to. But that is what I have been focusing on this year, is really focusing on the inner work, really focusing on finding that fulfillment in the present moment, because my life had become one giant checklist. Now, this story is echoed throughout the book of how I hit this point, but essentially, you know, at the beginning of the year, I had manifested everything off my dream list, off my vision board, and I realized I was miserable, and I realized that how could I do this but feel so unfulfilled? And I realized it was because the inner work needed to be done. So I manifest most days, you know, like I set intentions for positive outcomes, positive things to happen. They may not be the big, grand, glitzy things, but let's face it, how many dream houses do I actually need? I have one, like I don't need another one yet. So essentially, like when I read these comments, I thought, but I do share my manifestations with you. I share with you like things that feel topical, or lessons I've gone through, or messages do you know what I mean? Like, I do that. So I thought, this is where the need more attitude comes in. This is where the checklist comes in of the pressure even I felt to manifest. Like, and I had to think, but Emma, even if you like upped your manifesting game and focused on the big goals again, which I have been, but let's be honest, divine timing. And I've been more focused about my inner happiness first, because I went for the big goals. I went for everything big in my life and manifested it all, but I still didn't feel fulfilled. And I had to do that inner work, and I still had to do all of that to make everything external sustainable, to make everything I had manifested sustainable in my life and stay. So really, it was like that inner check for me of like, no, this is that need more attitude. And people, you know, like people who are asking for those videos have that need more attitude too. So what I need to actually talk about is the need more attitude. So specifically with, do you need to take a vacation from your manifestation list? What I mean by this is simply, do you have a need more attitude? And I had to take a break from my vision board for a while this year, not because I didn't want to manifest those things, of course I did, but the focus had to be put elsewhere. The focus had to be put into my emotional well-being and feeling good within myself first, because if I didn't truly feel fulfilled and good within myself, I wasn't going to manifest these things anyway. So this is the thing, a lot of the time people think they can like bypass things. They think that by like pushing, forcing that masculine energy onto their manifestations and constantly be pushing, achieving, that's somehow going to like bypass the inner work that you need to do. Now, let me educate you here. When you manifest something, it is your job to remove the blocks which stand between you and that manifestation. That's how manifesting works. So for instance, if you want to manifest love into your life, you set the intentions, you may write a dream partner list, you may set the intentions, put it all out there, blah, 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 take your inspired action. But you have to remove all the blocks within you of worth, of maybe anything you're holding on to with exes. Like, you have to do the inner work as well to be in alignment for your manifestation to come to you and for you to keep it. Sustainability is key here. Like, and I actually spoke at RestFest yesterday, and I was saying this to the ladies in my workshop of, we've all had those experiences, we've all had those moments where we've wanted something so desperately and it hasn't turned up or etc. And a lady had asked me this question of, how do you know the difference between divine timing and out of alignment, basically? And I said, let me ask you this, do you feel like you're in a waiting room? And she said, yeah, I do. And I said, that's misalignment. And I said, when you feel like you're sat in a waiting room, you're not doing anything. And that stagnant energy is not a manifesting energy. So it's like, get back up and see what you're missing. You know, what are you not seeing, as I've been talking about on my Instagram TV series? So again, it's, you know, looking whether you are pushing and bypassing, or whether your focus needs to be on that emotional side of stuff right now. And for me, I looked at it and was like, this is my need more attitude. I recognized that I had one at the beginning of this year, and like every time I was manifesting these incredible things like my book deal, dream man, dream house, all of this, it was like, it never got to a point where I was like, to where I wanted to enjoy the view, where I wanted to just be present and just be like, yes, you've made it, like, woo, amazing, yes. It was like, okay, what's the next thing? What's the next step? Like, I was grateful. I was like, you know, thank you, universe, that's great. But then I would always be like, right, what's the next move? What's the next thing to be achieving? What's the next thing to do? So when I read these comments from people, I thought, this is that need more attitude. Like, and now you're putting that pressure on like YouTubers, myself, to deliver that to you, to inspire you to have a need more attitude. And like, that is not what I am gonna preach here, sister. Like, and that's why I feel it's passionate to talk about these things, because it is so true that a lot of the time with the law of attraction and manifesting, I know myself that it played into my masculine energy, and that the need more attitude felt natural because I always had to be manifesting something or achieving something. And, you know, as a kind of spiritual teacher who does YouTube videos, podcasts, blogs, you feel that pressure. And I think I can't be the only person or influencer out there doing this who feels like this. And it's also not sustainable. It is not sustainable for a person to be constantly in their summer, constantly pushing, constantly manifesting, constantly being in a positive vibration. It is not natural, sustainable, and you will burn out. So you'll be in a bigger heap if you do that, like a bigger heap of mess if you do that, than feeling good. And that's what I was doing. I was in a big mess, unfulfilled, and it wasn't sustainable. I burnt myself out. So what I kind of focused on was like, right, what areas of my life do I really want to focus on? And I focused on them. And, you know, a lot of the time it was manifesting emotional happiness. It was manifesting better thought feeling within myself and fulfillment rather than physical materialistic things or career things like I have been. So your life will have seasons. And this is what people need to recognize in their own life before asking someone else to do that is everybody's life has a season, whether they're manifesting career goals, whether they're manifesting love, whether they're manifesting money, whatever it may be, your life will have seasons. And you can't like just expect to keep pushing and keep striving, because sometimes we do need to take a vacation from our manifestation list, and that's okay. And what I would really ask you to do is to check in with yourself here and say, do I need to take a vacation from my manifestation list? And that's not to say that you will stop those things from coming to you. Oh my God, no. The universe still knows you want those things. What it's doing is saying, actually, I don't feel pushing for this right now is actually in my best interest. And I feel that actually focusing on another area of my life or another thing that feels more aligned to me right now to work on, or whether it's emotional side, which it probably actually is most likely to be, it's important to recognize that. So taking a vacation from your outer work, your manifesting, is not a bad thing. It's healthy, it's balance. Remember, we live in a universe of polarity. We live in a universe of balance, the yin, the yang, the divine feminine, the divine masculine, light, dark, moon, sun, everything is yin and yang. So you cannot expect to be in your masculine summer pushing, like manifesting hard, executing, go, 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 go. Sometimes you have to go into that feminine energy, to that darker times, to go inwards and heal the inner stuff too. Sometimes that's your focus, and that's okay. That's healthy, that's good. And the people who, you know, do message, I'm not, you know, anybody, or even a friend may say this to you and say, you know, come on, like, inspire me with your manifesting stories, manifest more so you can like do more videos. That's because of their need more attitude. And it triggered me into thinking like, oh my God, I'm like, oh, I really do need to do these things. And I thought, no, because I manifest every single day, but not everything warrants a glitzy YouTube video. Not everything warrants, I mean, you know how I manifested my first book deal, so I'm sure you don't need to know how I manifested my second book deal, because I already did it once. So I don't need two dream houses. I'm quite happy with one, thank you. When I do want another house, I'll get on it. And I'm sure you guys will be here for the journey, and vice versa with everything in my life. So I think it's really about, you know, recognizing that when someone has achieved a lot, they've pushed.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
They have gone through a very summer-esque season in their life where they have pushed and succeeded, and yes, and of course they're going to have some time where they go within the inner work. So last year definitely was a kind of outer year of big manifestations, big success stories that I could share with you, and like amazing work and career and love and all sorts in my personal and career where I could share all of that with you. Whereas this year has been a very inwards year, I've still achieved amazing things, and you guys have seen that, you know, through my Instagram, through my YouTube. But also there's been the inner work. So this year has felt like an inner year, absolutely. And I'm so glad it has been, because it's allowed me to write an awesome book, which is going to help you with your need more attitude, with redefining your version of wealth and finding fulfillment in the now, and realizing that no amount of manifestations are going to make you happy inside. It's not going to fill a void. It's not going to fix you. You have to do that. So remember, when you manifest, yes, it's great to ask people for inspiration, to watch YouTube videos and to, you know, absolutely, I agree with that. It's great to do that, to inspire you and to feel good. But ask yourself, are you having a need more attitude? If you're pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, is that helping you? Is that feeling good to you? How's that working out for you? Sometimes you may need a vacation from your manifestation list, and that's absolutely okay to admit, because like I've said, sometimes we need that. And you know, it's not like I completely ignored my manifestation list or didn't make any intentions. Oh my God, I make intentions every single month, every single day, literally. Sometimes multiple times a day I set intentions, and they may be for the small things, just like nice little outcomes to the day or nice little surprises, or if I've got something coming up and I'm like, you know, I'd really love to just, you know, like Restfest yesterday, the place I spoke at, I intended a good day where I could serve people and meet lots of lovely people and have a great day, and I did. So all these things are manifesting. It just doesn't always warrant a YouTube video. And equally, my big manifestations have happened this year, even though my focus has been on my inner journey and not necessarily on pushing and manifesting big things. So that is proof to you guys that even when you do have a vacation, the universe doesn't think, oh, she obviously doesn't want it anymore because she's not like pushing and even maybe not taking inspired action at that time because you're having a break from it. But taking a vacation from your manifestation list is not a bad thing. My manifestations still happen. And to be honest, it's actually probably a very good form of surrendering and letting go too. So that's probably why it did help me to focus on the inner and focus on that work, because I was unblocking a lot of energy and things that needed to heal within myself so that the outer things could come to me. So it swings and roundabouts, but there will be seasons. We all have seasons in our life. Like right now, my season is work and career and going through that. And I'm sure in the next couple of years, my focus will be personal life and family life. And, you know, our lives go through seasons. So you can't force or put pressure on someone to manifest things, because it may just not be their season. Like we're all in different cycles and you know, ways of being, and whether we're in our summer, whether we're in our winter, like our feminine. So it's really about just knowing that everybody's journey is different, and let people share their stories when they have stories. Like, you know, there's always going to be more stories, there's always going to be manifestation stories, but sometimes the inner work is equally as important as the outer work. And my manifestations this year have been that inner work, has been a lot of emotional manifesting. So I can share with you that I have manifested finally feeling 100% fulfilled in my life. And I even had confirmation of that today. I got an early copy of Kyle Gray's Angel Numbers book, and I like, you can use it as a little like tarot exercise where you just say, angels, like, guide me to a page in this book with a message. So it's got every meaning of every number in there, basically angel number. And it's a real good book. Highly recommend it when it comes out in November. And, you know, I just each day ask a little guidance. And today my message was, your angels are telling you, like, congratulations on doing all the inner work. You're the lightest, brightest version of yourself. And you're, I think it's something like, you're the most healed you've been. And you're shining the brightest. And I thought, wow, like, wow. And it's ironic because I've recently finished writing Positively Wealthy, which, do you know what? I needed that book too. And that's what I've written in that book. I didn't know I needed this book until I wrote it. And I had no intention to write that book this year. I wanted a year off to enjoy Spiritual Queen, my first book, and just chill a bit and focus on other things. But the universe was like, nope, this book needs to come out. So it's been amazing to write that book. It's been amazing to go along this journey. And I hope that that book can help so many other people with their need more attitude. And if you're saying like, Emma, what is a need more attitude? You've said it multiple times and I still don't know. Well, a need more attitude is simply what I was like. So I would manifest all these amazing things into my life, constantly be in a good vibe and be like, oh my God, my dreams are coming true. Yes, here's my dream life. And I would always strive for more. I'd be like, right, what's the next step, the next move? Right, what can I focus on now? And when you do that, you're actually in a vibration of lack. And it may not seem like that, but it is. A need more attitude is lack, because you're saying to the universe, and a really good analogy that I've been using and used in my talk yesterday was, think about this. If you went to a shop and brought your best friend a really thoughtful present and you're like, oh, she is gonna love this. It's an epic present. Yes, she's gonna love this. You wrap it all nicely, you put loads of your love, effort, and attention into it. Like, I cannot wait to see her face. You go to your friend, you meet up, you give her the present, she opens it, she's happy, she's like, yay, it's great. Right, where's the next one? You'd be like, you fucking so-and-so. You'd be like, oh my God, are you even grateful for that? So think about the universe in this way of when you are grateful, but you're then like, right, next, what's the next thing to push for? What's the next thing to focus on? It's a lack mentality, because you're showing the universe that you're not complete, or you're not, or you're lacking something, or you need something more, which is lack. So what I really suggest in this space is take a break, take a vacation from your manifestation list if you need to. And when it feels intuitively right to return, when it feels intuitively right to look at something or focus on one of your manifestations, follow that flow. Follow that flow. But flow, don't force, flow. Trust your intuition. So when you do get a manifestation come through, and you know, if you can relate to this and say, Emma, you are speaking my language, I am a need more attituder right now. When you manifest, stop and think, hell yes. Celebrate, do a celebratory dance, go out for a meal, celebrate, drink, have a celebratory drink, whatever it may be, celebrate, be like, hell, freaking yes, happy dance, whatever it may be. Give gratitude, pause, reflect, and give gratitude. So think about how amazing it is to have this thing in your life right now. Now, most of us are like that. I know myself, I would always be like, thank you, universe, and you know, really feel grateful, sometimes even cry with happiness. So I know I felt grateful. I know it wasn't my gratitude, but it was my simple ego and my need more attitude that made me think, right, what do I need to focus on now? Like, there was always something else I had to work towards, or there was something else I needed to fix, or I needed to upgrade, or I needed to do. So it's really about stopping, pausing, reflecting, and enjoying the view. Enjoy the view where you are right now. You have all the time in the world to achieve everything on your dream life list. All the time in the world. And there's a divine timing for that. Your soul knows you have all the time in the world. It's your ego who's impatient. It's your ego that is like, now, now, now. That's your masculine ego. Your feminine soul is like, we've got all the time in the world. There's divine timing. You can take it, you know, chill. It's all good. So my top tips are, when you manifest, stop, pause, and reflect. Breathe, enjoy the view, celebrate, and be truly, truly present. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about your next step. Don't think about how to then work on something else. Just be present. Enjoy the now and have fun, because fun is the ultimate manifester. And when you're in a vibration of fun and you're present and you're grateful for this amazing manifestation that's come into your life, you are going to attract your so much more. You're going to attract your next step when it's right. You're going to attract guidance when it's time. You're going to attract spiritual support when it feels good to. So you can see, like, you don't have to push for these things. You don't have to do anything. You will intuitively know when it's the time to focus on the next thing or focus on the next step up to improving whatever it may be in your life. There's no rush. And think of the birthday gift analogy. You don't want to be that person. You want to be someone who's truly grateful and is like, this is enough. Like, I am enough, and this manifestation is just adding to the joy and fulfillment that I feel in my life. So stop thinking about what's next, what your next move is. Stop hustling. Sometimes we need to stop. Sometimes we need a vacation from our manifestations, and that's okay. And we'll intuitively know when to return. Sometimes you've got to go into that winter mode. You've got to go into that feminine of inner healing and work on the inner and manifest emotional things, manifest the inner work healing, and manifest, you know, you feeling healed and good within yourself so that you can feel good and manifest in the outer, whether it's jobs, careers, materialistic things, houses, men, whatever it may be. You've got to do the inner work to feel good when you do the outer work. So remember, the inner always reflects the outer. So if you're not doing that inner work, if you're not stopping and going within when you're being called to, your outer is going to reflect that too, and it's not going to be sustainable. If you manifest what you're trying to manifest, it's still not going to be sustainable. So you need to be in a place where you've done that inner work as well, and you're not bypassing anything and skipping anything, so that when you get your manifestation, you can be like, this is good. I'm good. This is great. I can be present. I can enjoy the view. Amazing. I don't need to know what the next step is. I don't need to know what my next move is right now. This is great. I'm happy. Thank you, universe. So I hope this podcast has helped you guys to identify whether you might need to take a little vacation from your manifestation list, whether you have a need more attitude, and also whether your life has turned into a checklist like mine had also. So I hope the tips in here have helped you and maybe just sparked a little conversation you can have with yourself of where you can improve things and where you can just stop and be a bit more present when you manifest. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to this podcast episode. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget, you can find out more information about myself and my life coaching over on my website, emmamumford.co.uk. And you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. So I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.